Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dahlia. So we're being told that 800,000 Americans are being killed or permanently disabled due to being misdiagnosed by their medical provider. Now, this is a headline that comes from researchers looking at some of the diagnoses that might be misconstrued as something else. And I believe this study comes out of Johns Hopkins, Johns Hopkins Armstrong Institute Center for Diagnostic Excellence, and they say that they believe about 400,000 patients die and about 400,000 are permanently disabled because we are diagnosing wrong. And these diagnostic errors could affect people if they are suffering from heart disease. Apparently, stroke, sepsis, pneumonia, blood clots, and lung cancers seem to make up the top five causes of death and disability that are being misdiagnosed. Now, some of you listening to this going, okay, but what the hell is going on? These people are going to medical school. They're going to PA school. They're going to nurse practitioner school. They're taking out a bunch of loans, which a bunch of you now have to help pay for, right? Because the Biden administration is helping writing that off. You're probably a little ticked off going, wait a second here. Okay, come on. What is it? It's not as it seems. Okay? Yes, we do have some idiots out there, that as in any field. But we also have a new medical industry that is not like the one I trained in. And so there are medical providers that say, I want to order the CAT scan. I want to order the MRI. But we get penalized. It's frowned upon. I want to give the antibiotics, but we get dinged if we do too many antibiotics. And we have turned medicine from an instinctive artistry to a, you got to go by the book, you know, the bean counting and line item. And if the person doesn't have this, this, or this, they don't get the antibiotics, or you don't call it appendicitis, or you don't call, and how I was trained is use common sense and use your instinct. If something isn't right, something isn't right. And I have been very, very fortunate to have practiced a little bit before the corporate takeover, so that when I wanted to admit a person to the hospital because something wasn't right and I got yelled at by the admitting physician, only to go, oh, you were right. I was able to do that. I had that freedom. I had my own practice. So I'm like, I know you're here for something else, but your thyroid looks funny to me. I just want to make sure you don't have anything growing. And it's thyroid cancer. Woman comes in with shortness of breath saying I need, or coming in for her asthma refill. New patient, asthma inhaler refill. I'm like, I just want to make sure that's really your diagnosis. Only to find out she never had asthma. She had a tumor within her heart muscle. And I'm not saying this because I want you guys to go, oh, wow, Dahlia, you're so amazing. It's not that. It's who trained me. I was trained by doctors who said, look, you got to think outside the box, because you could have somebody that claims I have an ear infection. And you're like, why do you feel like you have an ear infection? Because I'm very dizzy. I woke up with severe dizziness. That could be a stroke. Now, because of doctors in my generation going, we're going to make sure it's not a stroke. We're going to make sure you're not going into sepsis. We're going to make sure this isn't a blood clot. It cost money. And it cost, we spent more healthcare dollars. Well, Obamacare has reversed that. Corporations have reversed that. So we're saving money in healthcare, but at what cost? We have 400,000 misdiagnoses, 800,000 misdiagnoses, about 370,000 dying, 400 plus thousand getting permanently disabled. And I'm seeing that. I'm seeing medical providers that missed even simple things because they don't want to run the test. That's a problem. On top of that, we're now doing medicine over the phone. Telemedicine is a great, great tool to help individuals that may not be able to reach a doctor in the middle of the night or on Christmas, but it doesn't substitute for an actual physical or exam. So I had somebody call in having what sounded like a kidney stone. I said, you need to go to the ER. We need to get a scan and we need to check your kidney function. He was ticked off. You're telling me to go to the ER? What do you expect me to do over the phone for a kidney stone? And we don't even know if it's a kidney stone. You're having pain. That pain could be a cecal diverticulitis. It could be an appendicitis. It could be a cholecystitis. It could be a kidney stone, but I can't manage that over the phone. So if you have somebody who's pressured, say, well, just Doc, just give me something. Give me an antibiotic. They might be pressured to do that, and ding, now that's a misdiagnosis. So we have a lot of problems here because we are being limited. I am asked to practice medicine with both hands tied behind my back and my eyes blindfolded. And that is not the way I was trained. And I am grateful for all the physicians I trained with at UMC Hospital, at UNR School of Medicine, at UCLA, the various hospitals within the California and Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada community. But it is, if you don't think something's right, you got to hunt for it. Not, well, you know, it'll cost money, and if he really is having a stroke, would see other symptoms? No. You know, any loss of balance, facial drooping, weakness, change in speech, change in eyesight, that's acute. You gotta rule out stroke. So if we don't get to let medical providers practice medicine the way they were trained, we're going to see more misdiagnoses. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many people are asking, how did some people get sick with COVID? And how did other people not? And, you know, with RFK Jr. bringing up that some races were less affected than others and had, in the same context, kind of talk about genetic engineering, and it wasn't the smartest thing he said, but what he tried to touch upon, a topic that many people have asked, how come the black community was much more affected by COVID than others? How come we saw smokers in the beginning less affected than non-smokers? There were a lot of questions. And unfortunately,
the conversation has been steered depending on what could help a narrative and what couldn't help a narrative. But we do have to have a very honest conversation about who died of COVID, who didn't, who has the genes to withstand something like that, who doesn't. Are there genes that could help? And is this something that can help us make a gene-targeted vaccine? Without bringing up religion or, i.e. Ashkenazi Jews, the last thing we want is people targeting a religion or group or demographic because of all the conspiracy theories. People had originally thought that China had done this to limit their population. And RFK Jr. said the Chinese were less affected by it. Again, not a smart statement because we had an underreporting out of China. And so our data is very limited. And it's very cherry-picked. And this is extremely frustrating because there is a reason COVID happened. And we don't want to be focusing on the wrong reasons or targeting groups that had nothing to do with it. And the answer would be with the Wuhan lab. The Chinese government should have the answers, but they haven't given them to us. And the reason why I'm frustrated is this is not China's first rodeo. The first SARS outbreak was based on Singapore's Ministry of Health, a leak that happened in 2002 from a lab. Then when a few people died a year or two later from SARS, it was again deemed to be a lab accident or lab leak. And I think some people got fired in the Chinese equal to the CDC, the Chinese version of CDC over there. So when this happened, I'm like, they have issues with leaks. And all of a sudden, no, it wasn't that. It was a bat. Somebody had bat soup. It was a market. China said it came from Italy. Where did that come from? You know, and so, you know, we have to be a lot more, diligent, and we need to be more open when it comes to, you know, why these accidents happen so we could then prevent future. Let's go to the phone lines. We got David calling from San Francisco. Hi, David. How you doing?
Oh, good, Doctor. Hey, I was also interested in COVID, and but you were just mentioning Italy and China. Apparently, with the trade routes that China has got right now, Italy is one of the biggest trade routes that China has got, a direct trade route to Italy. Apparently, they've got rail traffic that goes through the old Marco Polo Khyber Pass. Is it the Khyber Pass? But the old trade route that Marco Polo did was basically how they've kept up ties with Italy, and it did spread very quickly.
It spread to Italy. Yeah, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and so it was directly tied to Wuhan, and a lot of people don't realize it, but you know they've got high speed rail in China, and I think it goes in three different directions, and the hub city is Wuhan, and so it goes north to Russia, south to other parts in China, and then west toward Italy. So it's the idea of a disease spreading fast. Part of it happened through that conveyance, and that was the sad part about it.
Yeah, but that wasn't necessarily there. We know it spread fast, but we also think it was here in America, like in late fall. But the China had said it originated in Italy, and there was no proof of that, and that's what many of us are disagreeing with.
Sure, you know, I caught that. Yeah, but the trade route part. Yeah, and the Bobby Kennedy thing, that that's just pitiful, because apparently in New York City they've got some very Orthodox Jews. I think they're called, I'll think of what their specific name is, but they were very anti-vax, and they refused to wear masks, and they caught it like crazy. So for Bobby Kennedy to be claiming that Jews were immune from it was just nonsense.
Exactly.
And New York City knows it only too well. What I was interested in, you know, when you think about the damage that it does to your lungs, COVID will scar your lungs, and so you're going to, you know, have difficulty breathing for the rest of your life because of scarred lungs. Now, if we've got a problem on the side anyway of rising CO2, that would infer that there's going to be less oxygen anyway. And so the more pollution that we've got, the more CO2 gets produced, and future generations, especially those who have got long haul or survived COVID, are going to have the inability to actually make use of every part of their lungs because of that scarring, and the rise in CO2 is not good for humanity.
Well, there's pollutants. There's also chemicals. We're breathing in chemicals. We were talking about how apparently electric vehicles have to now rechange their tires because their tires are emitting much more particulates into the air. And as we go to 2030 with half of all new cars being electric, they have to now reformat the tire because the tires are going to be, unfortunately, polluting more. And so between pollutants and CO2, vaping, smoking, we aren't breathing the same air our cavemen forefathers and foremothers had. We have a very, very dirty, contaminated air. And COVID did put a lot of us at risk. You know, did it put it more at risk than the average air we're breathing in California or New York? You know, it's going to be debatable, but yeah, our lungs, we humans are going to have to evolve to have better lungs and be able to breathe through all the crap. But even vape pens can highly contaminate the air around us, and we're just contaminating our air, and we're deforesting. We're not protecting the trees because many plants filter out things. And so, you know, that, honestly, you bring up some great points, and I do appreciate you calling in, David.
Sure. You know, it's funny you mentioned the tires part. I'm wondering if it's cheap tires. You know, I'm calling you from San Francisco, and we've got two zip codes that are really high in asthma, and both of them have, one is Bayview Hunters Point, which is polluted in a whole big way, but the other one is called the Tenderloin, and it is the most dense zip code. I think it may be the most dense zip code in America, and a lot of cheap tires, and so the cheap tires break apart faster and leave like little flecks of cheap rubber floating around. So I'm wondering if that issue of
and the heavier the car and the, well, also electric vehicles have great performance, you know, in terms of speed going from like 0 to 90. And so they think a lot of, and I have a lot of Tesla friends, you know, they show it off, and it does cause more wear and tear. Yeah. But thank you, David. We're coming up on a commercial. But yeah, so you know, when it comes to our air and our lungs, you know, I do think we take for granted that if the air looks clear outside, it's clear. We do have a lot of pollutants, and one thing we are going to have to focus on is a lot of filtration of our air and more plant growth. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A tornado in North Carolina may be contributing to a drug shortage in the U.S. because it hit a Pfizer plant. The Biden administration has gotten voluntary commitments from the top AI companies to implement responsible development of that technology. Democrats in the Senate Judiciary Committee advancing a Supreme Court ethics bill. The bill would set up a code of conduct for Supreme Court justices. A Nebraska teenager who used abortion pills to end her pregnancy going to jail for 90 days. 19-year-old Celeste Burgess was sentenced yesterday after she pled guilty earlier this year. The nation's largest teachers union says it's fed up with social media's impact on the students' behavior and mental health. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have asked about my cat rescue hobby. And as you know, I rescue cats. And some of them have older, some of them younger, and one of you had asked, how do I transition them? Why are they happy? How do they get happy and like living with me from being out on the street doing their own thing? And I credit Purina, because I feed them well, and they love the chow, they love their eats, and I gotta tell you, they transition pretty darn quickly. Well, when I found out that one of my favorite actresses, producers, singers is also into cats like I am, I was so excited when I found out that she could come on the show. Joining us next is singer, actress, producer Mandy Moore. Mandy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Hi.
Oh, my God. We love you. And, you know, what you do for cats, and you know, we're grateful for all the things you do. Talk to us about your relationship with cats and why they're so important to you.
Well, Thank you for all you do for cats. My goodness, rescuing is no easy feat and helping them transition from life out on the street to living with you. I mean, wow, credit where credit is due. That's impressive.
Yeah.
We're big, big cat lovers in our household. I have been. I grew up with cats. Cats were our family pets growing up, and I don't remember a time in my life where I didn't have a cat somehow connected. And so, yeah, now we have three rescue cats. We have Fig and Peanut and Olivia, and they are my OG children. I have two human children now, but, like, you know, they're my first babies, my forever babies. And I can't imagine my life without them, and being able to watch the bond now between my kids and my kitties is just, it's the greatest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. And if I could be selfish for a second, you know, they're my audience. And so when I, you know, perform or try out a song or try out a comedic bit, they're my audience. But your cats are a little bit more fortunate than mine because they get to listen to your voice. And I'm sure your new album and your new song, you performed for them. Am I right?
Well, it's so funny you say that. My husband's also a musician and a songwriter, and I feel like, yeah, they get a front row seat to everything, like, at its inception, right?
Yes.
And especially because we all spent so much time at home these last few years, yeah. Like, these guys don't realize how lucky they are, not to hear my music, but my husband, I'm a big fan of his. Like,
yeah.
To be able to hear his songs as they're, like, forming and becoming something, like, is really special. And yeah, they're always there. They're very attracted to the music. They're definitely one of our cats in particular. Like, he's the music guy for sure. So he's always around when music is being born.
So true. So you partnered with Purina Cat Chow, and we are grateful for that. Talk to us about Purina and what you both are doing.
Yeah, so I'm excited to partner with Cat Chow again. They are celebrating their 60th anniversary this year, if you can believe that. And they obviously understand the profound impact that cats have on all of our lives and those of us who love cats. So to celebrate, they're searching for personal stories from real cat owners across the board, young and old, that show how cats have positively impacted the families who love them. And they're going to select 60 of those stories to be compiled into a book that pays tribute to our cats. And all of the selected storytellers are going to receive a copy of that book, a year's supply of Cat Chow, and then one lucky storyteller is also going to receive $10,000 in cash. So it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, it sounds like you have a million stories. I know I have a million stories. So we're imploring people to go visit catchow.com/60years to submit their personal story now through August 13th.
Oh, I love it. And I'm also a huge fan of cats also being service animals. We have many, many dogs that are great service animals, but I've had so many patients where their cat is what helped calm them, you know, give them peace and help them with a lot of issues. And so I, like you, I'm really looking forward to seeing what stories are out there. And you've seen many. What are some of your favorite stories about cats?
I mean, I guess just speak of my own experience. Like, I was telling you, all of this time that we've spent in our homes these last few years, I really feel like cemented the bond I have with my animals now. They're just such an intrinsic part of my life and my family, and being able to see them with my kids now, and like, without fail, every morning our 2.5-year-old asks for Figgy in the crib. And so, like, if Figgy hasn't jumped in there on his own, I have to go get him and bring him there. And it's like 20 minutes of them rolling around and romping around together. But being able to, like, impart how special these creatures are to my kids, how to be gentle, to understand how special it is to receive that sort of unconditional affection from them, like, it's such a beautiful cyclical thing. And to be able to start them at such a young age, recognizing the importance and the impact that cats specifically can have on our lives, I really love witnessing. But also, like, the same cat, Fig, is a total ham and strives to be on camera, like, any chance he gets. If I'm doing a Zoom interview or a meeting, like, he'll jump on my lap. It's like he has some radar. He knows that, like, my laptop is up and my camera's on, and he, like, runs across the house, like, sit on my lap or get behind me on a bookshelf and perch there. He'll try to sing with my husband and I if we're doing some, like, you know, Instagram Live or something. Like, he He's a real ham. He's just got to be on camera. He has to be a part of the show.
Oh, I love it. We're speaking to Mandy Moore and how she's partnering with Cat Chow. And, you know, I'm very, very grateful also to Purina and Cat Chow for the nutritional part of it. We have a lot of misconceptions that you give cats a bowl of milk and they're fine, or let them go eat a rat, and the nutrition that they need. I mean, you could probably be a veterinarian, you know, with all your experience. You know, it's very intricate, and we're grateful for the team that they provide in terms of making sure we can keep our cats healthy.
Absolutely. And I mean, being around for 60 years just tells you something. They know a thing or two about nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cats are going to outlive us, I tell you. I mean, right now, I got one who's 17, and I ask him, you know, do you want to go to the farm? He's like, no, I'm still here. And I'm like, well, you don't look happy. He's like, no, I'm still here. But they're living longer these days, which is nice. Mandy, anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
Sure. I would love for people to visit catchow.com/60years to share their personal story now through August 13th, but also let people know that same website is where they're going to be able to purchase the book in early December. But the best part is that all the proceeds from the book sales are going to benefit an organization called Pet Partners, which is a leading nonprofit that helps train therapy animal teams. So pets and their pet owners to become therapy animals, something you were just speaking to. Mm-hmm. So really, really incredible organization. And again, mm-hmm. it's just a win-win. Find the cat lover in yep. your life. Perfect holiday gift for them come December.
Oh, my gosh. So true. So true. Mandy Moore, thank you again so much for joining us. We can't wait to have you back. Please keep us posted on all your success and all you're doing. Okay?
Aww. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, some of you have actually also asked about allergies. There's pet allergies in the family. You know, one thing we did with our children is we had learned that if the pet is adopted and at the house before the baby comes home, they seem to have less allergies. And I noticed my kids didn't have the same pet allergies. And I'm very allergic to cats, but I just desensitized to it because I love animals so much. You know, sometimes the cat will sleep on my face and I'll be sneezing the next day, but I've really been able to overcome a lot of my allergies. Now, God forbid you have severe asthma, it's hard to do it sometimes after the fact. But, you know, the early, like she was describing, Mandy Moore was describing with her baby, you know, having a cat that you know, plays with your young child, assuming they don't scratch him up, is very, very beneficial from an asthma and allergy standpoint. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dacadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryan Wright, is it me or does everybody seem to be retiring or going on disability? How do I get in on that? So, you know, this is something that I've noticed too. You know, I'll ask somebody, you know, are you free for lunch? Oh yeah, I'm retired now. I'm like, you're younger than me. Yep, I retired. How? I just close up shop and I'm, you know, still doing my thing. And you're like, wow. In fact, people thought I retired. For the last 7 years, people said I retired. I never retired. I still work. I closed my medical practice down to teach. But, and I get, if you look at the, you know, maybe the Webster Dictionary definition, you know, retiring is ending a period of employment, doing something that you might have done for a while, but I'm still a doctor. I still practice medicine. I still do radio. But so, you know, some of the quote-unquote retirement might not actually be true retirement, because I don't see how anybody could live on Social Security. But we are getting some data showing that disability claims did skyrocket in 2022. Let me see if I could give the source. This is the Washington Examiner. They say disability claims are soaring at a record rate under, quote, Bidenomics. They say government data shows the labor participation rate is significantly lower than it was prior to the pandemic, far lower than in previous decades, meaning people are dropping out of the workforce. And keep in mind, the population is soaring as we're taking in more and more migrants and people across the border. So our population is getting bigger. We have numbers going down in terms of the workforce. That means it's a lot more exaggerated than it's being underreported. Now, they look at the reasons why many people are choosing not to work. I had brought it up for the last few years. If we don't control crime, people aren't going to want to put themselves at risk on a subway, put themselves at risk with somebody not wanting to wear a mask. And you saw people got shot and stabbed over the stupid mask mandate. It was horrible what we put our workers through. They might not feel they're getting paid enough. There's enough free money and access to benefits that might make it not seem that attractive to actually go and get a job. Some businesses are still requiring vaccination. Some businesses are still requiring masks. And these quote-unquote poverty traps that the Washington Examiner brings up, where if you get a job, you will lose a lot of your support payments, which is something that, you know, to give up free money, you need to make a lot more to make it worth your time. And after being locked down and working from home, a lot of people might not feel like they have the physical stamina to stand 8 hours a day. To work. I mean, I used to work a 12-hour shift at the urgent care, 60-plus patients. I was in my 20s. Could I do it now? I could. I'd be a little slower. I might have to sit down every now and then if my legs start to hurt. I don't think about my legs hurting, but I sometimes have to remind myself that if I don't, I could have my plantar fasciitis flare up or other sorts of issues. And I don't like to think I have any of that. In my mind, I'm still in my 20s. But you learn, okay, I got to pace myself. So we are being told that Federal Reserve data shows that disability claims, which remained flat between 2014 and 2020, skyrocketed in 2021. In January 2021, there were close to 30 million disability claims. By June 2023, 34.1 million. 15% in just 30 months. Now, one, I guess, issue that's being brought up for long-term disability is long COVID. And I'm not saying these people are lying. They might really be disabled from COVID. COVID sucked. COVID was very destructive. But as people are aging and not feeling well, maybe their GI issues put them at higher risk of disability. Maybe their, you know, back issues, their arthritis. You add long COVID to that as well, it makes people feel they have less stamina to work. But the funny thing is if you work, you help keep your health up and your longevity. You start to sit home and not, you know, be active. And again, you know, there's if you are on disability or Social Security and you do work and make a certain amount of income, you lose it. And people always tell me, I don't want to lose my benefits. There's also a fear that people have that if you get the benefits and you lose them, you might not get them back. And I'm not criticizing that type of thinking. That is a very logical thought pattern. If you are in the system, you'll probably be in the system. But if you get bounced out of the system, what guarantee do you have to get back in? And so it's frightening to people. And now there's this threat that there's not enough government money. And so they might be more strict on getting into the system. So get into the system now. And that is why more people are, filing for disability. And as I said, they may be disabled because of COVID, because of illness, or they may feel that one thing that I always did was work through. I worked through the migraines. I worked through I was supposed to be on bed rest being pregnant. I still worked. I just saw patients while I had an IV on to make sure I still had the fluid, because I had low fluid, oligohydramnios. I was an idiot. I just worked through because I had to. And now you have the American public saying, do I really want to power through anymore? If I hurt, why would I go to work hurting? And so, it's a whole new way of thinking. I mean, if we did a time machine and we went back to the 1940s, we probably wouldn't understand what these fellow Americans were talking about. Going, oh, I'm so excited, so excited, I'm starting a new job, oh, I can't wait, I wish it was Monday already. And you're thinking, okay, you're joking, right? You actually like Mondays? I mean, it was a whole different thought pattern. So as we have, you can get disability for long COVID. The thing with disability, though, is you do need, because I get called all the time on telemedicine, I need disability, I need you to fill out the paperwork. We can't do that. Because there has to be some proof. There has to be a doctor that puts their license on the line saying, I am vouching for this person. And I have the data, I have the evidence, I have his MRIs, I have his lung function. The specialist says they're disabled. They're disabled. Interestingly, I met a person who I was doing a disability exam for that did not want to be labeled disabled. They wanted to still work. And, I'm like, good for you. As long as you're not hurting, if you want to work, But, so, yeah, it's just times have changed. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.